What did you quit via text? What did you quit via text message? Hit us up, okay? Hit us up.
602-805-0101.
Cruz, my 11-year-old, and his baby sister, my 9-year-old, Giabella, quit via text? Karate.
Ugh. Not karate.
I know. Safe to say I was not a happy dad at all. First of all, I don't raise quitters. Second of all, I knew that I would have to have the conversation with him.
I know. You were so excited for them to start it, too. I remember that.
Well, because they got to do it together.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just, you know, they're boy or girl. He's into football. She's into dance. And, you know, I had initially got Giabella into karate. Then he said he wanted to do it. I was like, oh, you want to do it? I was like, all right. It's actually off nights from your football. So I had him in class. I think we did like a month, month and a half. And literally yesterday, they quit via text message. And it actually was Giabella from her iPad quit for both of them.
Oof. Okay.
Well, they are a team.
Well, I had some problems with that. So I knew in my mind I had to sit down with them. I had to calm down because I was like, all right, first thing is I don't raise quitters. So I sat them down. I brought them into my room like, hey, guys, let's talk about this, karate quitters.
Oh.
Lighten the mood.
Uh-huh.
Like, sit down. Made them sit on the floor as I was like sitting up on my bed. I'm like, okay, so tell me why you guys want to quit. So I let them give their excuses. Cruz's excuses was that the Korean words that they were teaching were kind of hard because they're teaching Korean words while you do your martial arts. And that he would be, he's like, I think I'm going to be tired with all my football schedule and karate. I'm like, okay. Then I go to Gia. Gia's just like, yeah, so like what he said, I think the Korean words are a little hard to memorize that. And I don't know. I just don't like it.
That's so real.
Okay. Oh, there's four excuses. One, okay. Let's put that to rest. I go, I will be okay with, I just don't like it. You tried it. You don't like it. Okay. I go, Cruz, do you think I think you're dumb? He's like, no. I was like, do you think you're dumb? He's like, no. I was like, you're one of the smartest kids I've ever met in my life. I'm like, you could learn these Korean words easy. You probably can learn five languages. You guys make
plus those. It's hard.
It's supposed
so
to be.
So I'm assuming that it is indeed hard to learn any language.
So I was like, you could learn. I mean, literally, they're doing like easy Korean words, how to count to
10.
Yeah. Like just, yeah. And I'm like, and you're jumping out of your skin every day. So you being tired for karate, I was like, that's bull. So I didn't accept any of his excuses. So then I really laid into Cruz. I was like, and you had your little baby sister do your dirty work.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, it is your job to take care of your sister. You're the older brother. Don't you ever have your sister text me and quit for both of you.
G is like, such a G, though.
Oh, she is. My girl. I was like, I don't have any problem with her doing it, per se. I have a problem with this. So he accepted that. He's like, okay, Dad. I was like, you're her brother. You look after her. It's not the other way around, even though she looks after him. I go, here's my problem. You guys did it by text. You should never do anything by text. And I use Sienna as an example.
Mm-hmm.
I go, guys, hand of God, I said this. I go, do you think if Sienna texts me one day and said, hey, Joey, I just don't want to do radio anymore.
Yeah.
And she texts me that. It's like, yeah, today was my last day, but good luck with it. Or do you think Daddy would like to hear Sienna say, hey, Joey, after the show today, can we have some breakfast? I have something to tell you. And then she could quit. But at least she told me in person, because that's a more respectful thing to do. Would you agree? And they're like, yeah. I was like, so do you think Sienna should do it by text or in person? And then she's like, oh, in person. And then Gia, as cute as she can be, she's like, Sienna's quitting?
No, I'm not.
I was like, no, she's not quitting. I'm just saying it's an example, baby girl. She's like, oh. I was like, so do we know where we're going with this? They're like, yeah. I was like, anytime you guys have a problem, you tell me in person. Do not do it by text. And in life, you should not text anybody and quit anything.
True.
And they're like, okay. All right. So I said, the rest of the night, no electronics, no phones, no iPads, no games, no TV, nothing. You guys go to your room, read, hang out with each other. And then I spent $50 on your little robes.
I was just going to ask, how much money did you eat here?
And about $100.
Okay.
And I told them, you guys are going to pay my money back.
Oh, so they got to earn. Okay.
That was my second question, is how are they going to earn that money back?
The next morning, I got, this morning I got up and I saw a whole page of all these chores that they wrote they're going to do to pay back $50 each. And then Cruz texts me this morning. He's like, Dad, I want to say I'm sorry for yesterday.
Oh.
So that made me feel good. You know, it was a light punishment. They're going to learn. But it goes to show, like, you know, what did you quit via text? Have you quit anything, JD, via text?
I haven't personally, but my old roommate in college, he quit basically our friendship. He literally texted in the group chat because I had a couple friends that I grew up with in the Bay Area that came out here and we lived together.
Uh-huh.
And he literally texted us, hey guys, moving out tomorrow, anything that's in the apartment or in the house, feel free to keep. We were like, wait, what? Like, because we were graduating and he literally texted us and just told us, yeah, the barbecue, the TV, the things that we all bought together. He goes, I'm just out. And then dipped the next day.
What about his rent and stuff?
We had already like paid, you know, our, I guess, final month or two. And he just literally texted us and said, I'm out. We're like, fam, we have been friends for almost 8 years.
You ever heard from him since?
Nope.
What the hell?
I have no idea where he's at.
Yeah, see, that's a punk move. You got to have like the last bro beer or something like that.
Yeah, but his dad bought the barbecue. We had a TV that we all bought. We had couches. I mean, you split those things up as roommates.
Yeah.
And he just was like, hey, guys, I'm going to dip out tomorrow after graduation. Talk to you later. Feel free to.
That's weird.
And me and my roommate, we threw his crap out on the street and we're like, good riddance. We didn't keep any of it.
Well, maybe something in life was happening.
Yeah.
Life was lifing.
No, I found out later that it was nothing. He literally just was sad that he had to do a summer semester and all of us, like his friends, graduated. So I think he was just a little salty.
That he was dumb.
That he was an idiot.
He was embarrassed.
Yeah.
But imagine just quitting.
Your friendship. For 8 years. Yeah, you got to do that on person.
For nothing, fam. Like, literally.
And you shouldn't quit it. You know, you're like, right. you have the beer or you go out to lunch. Like, hey, guys, my mental's off, man. I'm going to go back to the Bay and get right. You know, thank you guys for everything. Good luck with everything. I'll stay in touch or something like that.
Yeah, and we were friends. Wow. I mean, we like grew up together.
What do you wish him?
Oh, man, I hope he has the life that he deserves.
That people are quitting on him.
Yeah, he doesn't get another friend.
Yeah. Wow, JD, that's not nice.
Wow, way to be mean.
Really?
That's what we're doing?